Village Underground, where we wait.
It's gone. holy, 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 holy. The world is holy, the soul is holy, the skin is holy, the nose is holy, the tongue and cock and hand and asshole, holy. Everything is holy. Everybody is holy. Everywhere is holy. Every day is an eternity. Every man's an angel. The bomb's as holy as the seraphim. The madman is holy as you, my soul, are holy. The typewriter is holy. The poem is holy. The voice is holy. The hearers are holy. Is holy. Holy Peter, Holy Allen, Holy Solomon, Holy Lucian, Holy Kerouac, Holy Punky, Holy Burroughs, Holy Cassidy, Holy Gregory. Only the unknown bucket and suffering beggars. Only the hideous human angels. Only my mother in the insane asylum. Only the cops of the grandfathers of Kansas. Only the grown.
Oh, I want to thank, excuse me, I want to thank my son Jackson for opening us up today. At the Metropolitan Museum, there's a really great exhibition of William Blake's work, and it's worth going to. I don't know if it costs any money to go to the Met. I think it's free if you, like, plead your case. You know? But whatever, it's worth seeing. This is a little poem by William Blake. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee, gave thee life, and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead, gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright, gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child, I a child, and thou a lamb. We are called by his name, little lamb. God bless thee, little lamb. God bless thee. Don't you love it when you set yourself up for, like, a really cool moment and it all goes to shit? Well, that was the story of William Blake's life, so I'm sure he'd understand. June 5th, and this is 27th anniversary of when Lenny Kaye and Rick, the late, great Richard Soul, and I recorded Piss Factory. And just to prove that life is kind, 27 years ago, just right up at Electric Lady, Robert Mapplethorpe got the money together for us to do this little record. And our big dream was that maybe we get to play a place like this. And maybe someday we'd even get a record. So 27 years later, we're here. It only took me 27 fucking years to get here, too. So don't ever lose hope. Just stay alive. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Melting in a pot of thieves, wild card of my sleeve, thick, heart of stone, my sins, my own, they belong to me. People say beware. I'm walking a room. You 1 second. Just 1 second. Just like, I don't know, meditators.
Thank you.
seem, you know, if we seem like we're kind of laid back, I think it's, you know, this is a well-known folk club, and people are feeling the folk club thing. I'm feeling that Dave Van Ronk thing. Actually, I don't know if this is a true story. I think it is. Dave Van Ronk bought something from Matt Humanoff and paid it with hundreds of rolls of pennies. Is that Dave? Yeah, what a man that Dave Van Ronk.
Prophet. He sought her not. She
baby. Sent her daughter to dance before her drunken husband, the drunken king, Herod. He was weak. He was weak. Yet he perceived the beauty of the prophet, and he let him languish in the palace of justice, wishing to harm him not. Know about.
Addiction.
goes into this underground luncheonette. And he says, "Hey, bitch, how's the pie?" And she takes the pie and shoves it in his face and says, "The pie's gone." So what'd you think of that, huh? I used to hate him. Now I was like, you have no idea. Sunday nights. You know, I look at television now, it's like, sometimes I'm like, I'm sitting there watching some of these scenes in The Sopranos and thinking, this is the time when, just about the time of night when, like, the juggler would get the plates out and the bowling pins on the Ed Sullivan Show. What the fuck happened?
You have it.
I can't do it yet. Hold on. I have to do this. It's not on the set list, but I have to because if I don't, I'm gonna throw up.
Do it.
Good choice.
Yeah, you licked it. That lonesome whippoorwill sounds too blue to cry. That midnight train is mounting low. I'm so lonesome I cry. Never seen a night so long. Time just rolling by. Actually, what was I gonna say? Luckily for you, I forget. Because knowing the kind of state of mind I'm in right now, it would have taken at least 15 minutes to tell you. Man, I was listening to a tape of myself talking in Montreal about the Stanley Cup. I fucking fell asleep and woke up and I was still talking. Why didn't you tell me? Send me letters or something.
Thank you.
Man. You know what tonight feels like? I can't explain it, but it has a slightly bizarro world, you know, in the Superman comics. I feel like, imagine if this was a club in Bizarro World, everybody would have cracked faces. I shouldn't say that in case anybody's tripping, right? I was just kidding about that, actually. Everybody's face is smooth and beautiful and friendly, and everybody loves you. two more days in this shithole. I'm sorry, that really wasn't me. That wasn't me talking, that was me. Yeah, it was the LSD talking. Here's me talking. I love this place. It's just where I belong, underground. No, I do, really. This is a fine place. No, it is, but do you find fault in it? And you get to be this close to me. And enjoy it while you can, because soon we will be playing Madison Square Garden.
The past beat to say.
my monitors. Can you bring it up a little? One, two. Can you give me a little more? Okay. That was pretty good down there. Yeah, I might stop by again. As long as you don't paw me. It's happened, believe me. You go down there, I mean, you paw each other. I went down there a couple of times and you're fucking pawing me. What do I look like? Puppy? Yeah, right. Well, really, foxes like me and Paul? You paw a fox, man, you'll lose a hand. Anyway, I'm just killing time. Isn't that an interesting thought? Yeah. The Death of Time.
The Death of Time by Patti Smith.
I need a little more presents. Do you got any more? Thank you. Not a present.
You light up my life!
Together to do Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita. I always wanted to do that, but it's the words are so hard. Give some award to Ronnie Spector, I think, for being a woman or something. Which I was, yeah, man. Bitch can wail. Anyway, yeah, she's, her voice is better than ever. And anyway, we want to do this little song for Ronnie's friend, Joey. Yeah. that shit in the papers that said Rudy's love nest. I mean, why would any of us want to know about Rudy's love nest? Somebody wiped out a whole fucking royal family in Nepal. There's like some, I mean, there's a million thousand things. There's such serious eruptions in the Middle East. There's all kinds of things that we should be concerned about and pray for, and the destruction, the ecological destruction of Afghanistan, everything. I mean, we can think of 9 million things. Why the fuck do we have Rudy's love nest on the cover of our newspaper? I really I noticed that today on my book. It says Australians, man. They come in and buy our newspapers and... What?
And I bet you voted for him, right?
I want to be Cooper.
What
about W?
W? W who? W Grub? Oh, Shrub. Oh, I see code. Hey, man, that was really, that's like, it sounds like Shrub. Shrub. Anyway, I know that, like, I've been meandering for a lot in the past hour, but part of the reason I'm meandering is, it's because, you know, it's those folk singers. I'm feeling like, I mean, I'm fighting. All my body parts are straining and crying out to sing Kumbaya. I'm like,
go for it, Patty!
Thank you. Shining out, you can't.
tell you that in 1974, when we recorded Kiss Factory, I said, oh man, if I could just have what the Bee Gees have, a disco ball. Now I have everything! Well, I gotta go to the bathroom. See you tomorrow.
Give it up for Patti Smith, everybody. You guys sound tired.
I was banking on is there'd only be a few people here and then I could do my nightclub act.
No!
But speaking of nightclubs, I just want to send a salute to Perry Como. I myself never watched the Christmas specials, but when he had a black and white show, I used to really think he was cool. Because I was just a little kid then, but I thought he was sort of like the pre-Peter Gunn. He had that, there was just something, his relaxed, you know, sort of stone manner, like I... what's the song he did? Do you know any song?
White Christmas.
Get a song.
Letters.
What is it?
Letters.
Oh no, I can't. I didn't ever like that one. Hot diggity dog diggity bug, what you do to me? Oh man, what a bunch of squares. Yeah, I know. I admit that I had a crush on Perry Como. It's gonna be out. It's gonna be Perry's Love Notes tomorrow. It's all gonna be there. I'm gonna discover it. So anyway, we're gonna do this little song in memory of our dear beloved Richard Soul. And I don't know if many of you got to see Richard, but anyway, Richard, this is for you. And the more fucked up it is, the more a kick he'd get out of it. So I'm not going to worry about anything. Time to pay off. Did this job in a piss factory inspecting pay. $36, 40 hours a week, but well, you know, it's a paycheck, Jack. All these bitches, no teeth in gum or cranium. They're just staying around hot, sucking hot sausage. I mean, well, I wasn't saying too much either. I was speedo motorcycle, was just a moral asshole schoolgirl. Figured I gotta earn my dough. Gotta earn my dough. You know, you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. Floor boss comes to me and he says, hey, sister. You're screwing up the quota. You're doing your piece fat and you're beating your piece work too fast. Then you slow down, settle down. Get off your Mustang Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I get my nerve up. I take a swig of Romalar and I walk up to Hot Shit Dot Hook and I say, hey, sister. Don't matter whether you do labor fast and slow, there's always more labor after. But she says, there's one reason. She's real Catholic, see, she fingers across and she says, there's one reason. You do it my way, you do it my way, or I'll push your face in. We'll need you in the john if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally. You don't ship it up, baby. Twist and shout. Oh, will that I could with a radio, yeah. James Brown singing, I love someone. Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods, and the Chesters and the Paragons and guided missiles. You know, I got nothing. I got nothing here but a porthole and a plaster. When I look down and sweet Teresa's convent, watch all those nuns scattering in their blue hoods. Oh, to me, they look pretty damn free down there. They don't have to brush their hands against hot steel. They look pretty damn free, and well, you know, I like the way they smell. I like that roses smell that brings my mind back to study hall. Watching all the boys with their knees flapping under the desk and then that odor rising like ammonia and roses. But I got nothing here but clammy lady. I got nothing here but Dot Hook and her midwife sweat, her against the wheel.
against the wheel. We may look the same, we may look the same, and she's laughing at me. She's ready to let her laughing at me. They're ready for me to fall down and faint. It's hot like Sahara to faint. It's 110 degrees, ready to make me laugh, never to laugh, cause I'm gonna faint and fall in the heat. But I'm not gonna fall, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna fall, I'm not gonna fall, cause I'm not. But you see, it's not the heat. It's the monotony, that's got to be. Every day like the last one, every day like a rerun. It's the dot hook and her midwife sweat. And you know we may look the same, but she's got nothing to hide here. And I got some to hide here called desire. Some to hide here called desire. And you know I will get out of here. Well, I will get out of here. Well, I will get out of here. Hold up, the potion is just about to come. In my nose is the taste of sugar. I got some to hide here called desire. I will get out of here. Well, I will get out of here. Get on that train, go to New York City, go to New York City. Gotta be somebody. And I get out of here.
Shopping bags, and we were talking about this earlier. This is something not to do, or it's something to do and not to do, or you can do the whole thing. But Jane was really she had so much guts. She would take our little record around in a shopping bag and take it to any place that would take it, like dry cleaners, you know, or bookstores, or you know, whoever, a little luncheonette or something. But what she forgot to do is she would like get to talking and charm them and then leave three or four little records there to sell. But she would forget where she left them. So like months would go by and we'd say, well, did we sell any records? And she, so it's just, the reason I know this is, and I always thought this was true. And then we have his friend Nick Tashi's. And he says, we were talking about this today, and he said that he bought his copy in a clothing store on 7th Avenue. So Jane really got around. Anyway, this factory was that I can't believe you're spellbound when I'm telling such a like a stupid story. You people, what, you didn't pay your cable bill or something? Good in your hands.
foul lady. I found her messing around with another man, and you know that ain't cool.